We welcome the people of Canada and people all over the world who are hearing our voice right now. We welcome you to this message today that we're sharing with you. We walk in solidarity with millions who are doing the same exact walk in Karbala right now. They're walking 90 miles from Najaf to Karbala. Why do they do this walk? Why do they walk for 3 days and 3 nights? What makes them leave their home like we have left our home today? It is all because of one man who stood on the plains of Karbala 1400 years ago. And he asked, is there anyone here to assist us? Hal min nasirin yansurna? And we called out from our mother's wombs, and we called out from heaven, and we call out 1400 years later, Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein! At your service, ya Hussein!
At your service, ya Hussein!
What did Hussein want? What help did he want? He wanted us to stand up for justice. He wanted us never to bow down to tyranny and oppression and cruelty and evil. Hussein stood for the principles of Islam, the true Islam. The tyrant of the time, named Yazid, curse be upon him, was asking Hussein to give his allegiance. But Hussein said, a man like me can never give allegiance to a man like him. And today, 1400 years later, Hussein's message, Hussein's example, it gives people like us the strength, the conviction, the power, the passion to say, we will not bow down to evil. We will never allow corruption. We will enjoin good and forbid evil. For Hussein said, I do not give my life just for a throne, for power, for anything. I give my life to enjoin goodness and to forbid evil. And all my followers, all those who love me, all those who will hear my voice even 1400 years later, you too never bow down to cruelty. Always stand up for the sanctity of human life. For if you kill one human being, you have killed humanity. Yes, brothers and sisters, that same Hussein who gave his life that day left his family in the middle of the desert. And he said to them, remember me when you are broken and alone. For whenever you feel you are alone, remember my message. For I too was alone and I was oppressed and I had no one to help me. And when Hussein left to give his life, his women and children were left alone. He gave his life in a most brutal way. He was sacrificed as if he was an animal. His head was cut, horses were run over his body, and this was all to make everyone become weak. But the women and children said, oh Hussein, you did not give up your life in vain. We too will do our part to hold up these principles that you gave your life for. You saved Islam. We will uphold Islam. Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
At your service, ya Hussein!
At your service, ya Hussein!
1400 years later, we walk like the women and children walked when they were taken captives by this tyrant named Yazid, and they were tortured. Their homes were burned, their tents were burned, they were tied in ropes, they were put on animals that they fell from, these camels that had no saddle, and the children were whipped and slapped. And yet the women did not bow down to tyranny. Yet the women did not show weakness. Today we walk in the footsteps of that lady named Zainab, holy prophet of Islam, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he said, believe in one God, we believe in one God. He says, follow Ali as your Mawla, we say he is our Mawla. He says, say Takbir, we say Allahu Akbar. Takbir! Nare Rasulullah! Ya Rasulullah! Ya Haydari! Haydari! Nare Haydari! Brothers and sisters, you see this flag waving in front of us. This is the flag of Islam. These are all the flags of Islam. All people of Canada, all over the world who are listening to our message, we follow in the footsteps of Zainab today. For those captives